Ευχαριστούμε που κάνετε download από τη ραδιοφωνία SBS. Πληροφορηθείτε για το πώς μπορείτε να ακούσετε το πλήρες πρόγραμμά μας στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Professor John Melville Jones, welcome to the Greek language program of SBS Radio.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be talking on this program.
On Thursday, the 12th of October, at Macquarie University in Sydney, at 6:30 p.m. in the evening, of course, Professor Melville Jones, you were giving a talk on the Holy Mountain, what we know as Greek as Mount Athos, or around the world, Holy Mountain in the Halkidiki Peninsula of Macedonia region, northern Greece. Now, would you mind telling us, Professor, why is Mount Athos, why is the Holy Mountain so important? What makes it so special?
Mount Athos, the Holy Mountain, the Aion Oros, is important because it is unique. There are about 20 monasteries and some skete there, which have existed since the early Middle Ages and preserve Orthodoxy in a pure form. There are many monasteries elsewhere, but nowhere is there a collection of them which have survived in the same way. It is also important because of its libraries, which hold an amazing number of manuscripts, which have not yet been completely studied, and are a precious source of information on the history of the past. Another reason for its importance is that the monasteries there provide an excellent home for men who wish to develop their spirituality, free from any outside influences. I began to feel this after the 3 days that I spent there in 2016, and because I attended every service, getting up at 3:40 each morning to attend the first of the day, I was offered the option of being baptized as an Orthodox Christian.
Well,
I thought of this for a while and then declined, because I had already been baptized as an Anglican. And as I'm sure you will know, this is the next best thing to being Orthodox.
Very close affiliations of those two Christian denominations indeed.
Exactly.
So tell us, Professor, have you been to the rest of Macedonia region?
Oh, yes. I've visited Macedonia many times, very briefly. The first couple of times. The first time was not a visit because in 1960 I made my first visit to Greece, sailing from Australia to Alexandria, then to the Piraeus, and spent 2 weeks in Athens, Crete, and the Peloponnesos before getting on trains and a ferry that took me from Greece through Yugoslavia to England, where I went back to my old University of Cambridge to study classical archaeology for a year. So all that I saw of Macedonia then was the view from the train and Thessaloniki railway station. And in 1965, I passed through Macedonia again, driving from Turkey to Greece and looking at ancient Greek monuments and modern museums. But in later years, I had more reasons for visiting northern Greece. I have written some books about Thessaloniki, about the siege by the Normans in 1185 and the occupation by the Venetians between 1423 and 1430. I received an Onassis scholarship in 2003, which enabled me to stay there for several weeks while I finished one of these books. And 4 years earlier, I had received an Aristotle Award from the Ministry of Macedonia and Thrace, because I had been the president of the Australian Association for Byzantine Studies for a number of years. This brought me and my family to Macedonia, not only to Thessaloniki, but also to other wonderful places such as Florina and Castoria. In 15, I went to Thessaloniki to participate in a conference on Eustathios, the 12th century bishop of Thessaloniki. And last year, when on my way to a Byzantine conference in Belgrade, I spent 3 days on Mount Athos. This, as I've already said, was a wonderful experience which allowed me to understand the monastic life in a way that would otherwise not have been possible for me.
So, Professor Melville Jones, no one can underestimate the importance of Macedonia's role as a cradle of, if you like, Hellenism and Christianity, and given that St. Paul did pass through Macedonia. Is that right?
That's an interesting question. Cradle doesn't seem to me to be quite the right word, because, as I've written in some of my publications, the Macedonians seem to have arrived in northern Greece after the other groups that later coalesced into being Hellenes had established themselves further south. But their importance in establishing Hellenism and later Orthodoxy cannot be underestimated. The conquest of Alexander the Great allowed his successors to rule over large areas of Asia Minor and the Levant and Egypt, so that Greek became the official language of these regions. Attic Greek, of course, not one of the other forms. As a result, when Christianity began, the New Testament was written in Greek, and the Old Testament was translated from Hebrew into Greek as well, because that was the language that was most generally understood over this region, even if people used other languages as their first language. This is even the case in Rome, because the first Christian community there consisted of Jews and others from the East who spoke Greek as a first or second language, and this was the case with the first popes for many centuries. This was all due to Alexander the Great.
Fantastic, Professor Melville Jones. Now, would you mind revealing to us, what is your knowledge of the Greek language, whether you know it was in its ancient classical form or in modern form? What is your knowledge of Greek language?
Ime kathietis somotimos, klassikon meleton, so panepistimio, tis dithikis astolias, ke vevia kataleveno kin achean elinikin glossan, ke prina posa randechonia, spurusa, τη σύγχρονη ελληνική γλώσσα και διεγόνια. Αλλά τώρα έχω ξεχάσει πολλά από αυτά που έμαθα τότε, αν και μπορώ να διαβάσω άρθρα που είναι σχετικά με τις σπουδές μου, με τη βοήθεια ενός λεξικού. Αλλά δεν μπορώ να συμμετάσχω εύκολα σε μια συνομιλία, γιατί είμαι πολύ κουφός.
Κύριε καθηγητά, μιλάτε πάρα πολύ καλά τα ελληνικά και σας ευχαριστούμε πολύ για την τιμή που μας κάνετε.
Ευχαριστώ πολύ.
Professor Melville Jones, let's repeat the details of your talk, and in thanking you for a lovely conclusion there in the Hellenic language. Your talk is on Thursday, the 12th of October, at the Museum of Ancient Cultures at Macquarie University in Sydney, starting at 6:30 p.m. for 7 p.m. actual start, with your wonderful talk about the Agios Oros, the Holy Mountain, Mount Athos, monasticism and asceticism, as your title, the title of your talk is. We thank you very much for your participation on the Ελληνικό Programma, on the Greek program of SBS Radio, and we wish you all the best at your lecture, which seems very promising indeed and surely apocalyptic, of Mount Athos in the Chalkidiki Peninsula of Macedonia, northern Greece.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to have had this conversation with you.
Ακούσατε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Μπορείτε να μας ακούτε στο ραδιόφωνο σας ζωντανά κάθε μέρα από τις 4 έως τις 6 το απόγευμα. Μπορείτε επίσης να ακούτε το πρόγραμμά μας on demand από την ιστοσελίδα μας και από την εφαρμογή του κινητού SBS Your Language. Επισκεφτείτε το sbs.com.au/Greek.